But in Bethlehem have thou, though ye are small among the clans of Judah, out of ye will come for me, one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when he who is in labour bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be at peace.
The emphasis of the king at Christmas is something that we were reading about earlier when we had our reading. It was from the Old Testament. And that is the part before we read about Jesus coming in the New Testament. But actually, away back in the book of Micah, we're told that a great king was coming. And Micah's name means "who is like the Lord." And he was looking forward to the time when the great king would come who would make a difference to this world in which we live. And so it was going to be 750 years after Micah's time when the great king would come. So how did he know that a great king was coming? Because the Lord told him. He wasn't just writing things that were in his own head. God had a great big plan, a plan that would extend right throughout all history, a plan that we read in the Bible right through from Genesis to Revelation, God's big plan to bring the great king who would bring the world back to himself. And so we read together in Micah about a very special person who would come long after Micah himself was dead. You, Bethlehem, Ephratah. That word Ephratah is a little bit puzzling, but I think it's probably, you know, I came from the Craigs, Collibaki. You know, well, people, everybody in the world knows where Collibaki is, don't they? It's famous. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So a famous place, but just like the Craigs is part of that, probably that's what Ephratah means. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, like Craigs Collibaki, through you, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come to me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. That means that the king who would come was not just an ordinary person who was born at a certain time. This king would be the one who was from of old. You see, Jesus didn't start to exist when he was born as a wee baby. Jesus existed long before the world was made. He made the world. You see, you and me, we're all different. Jesus made us. He was the great king who lived from all time, and he was foretold that he would come by Micah. And when he himself was speaking to people, he said, "I'm not just an ordinary person. I have come down from heaven." And he came to the very place that Micah said. Not Craig's Collibaki. Don't let me confuse you. Bethlehem. He came to Bethlehem. The great king who made the world came to Bethlehem as a little tiny baby to bring people back to God. Bethlehem, it's a nice picture of modern Bethlehem, but Bethlehem means house of bread. And Jesus, the great king, came there Was there a big palace ready for him? Was there a great welcome ready for him? No. He found no vacancies. And he was born among the animals in a stable. That was the great king who was coming. You wouldn't expect a king to be born in a place like that. But he came to show that he didn't just love the important people. He loved everybody. He loves you and me, whoever we are. He doesn't just come to palaces. He was willing to come to a little stable and be born among the animals. And what more appropriate animal to show you than the donkey? He came to Bethlehem, which was called the house of bread, and he told us that he is the bread of life. Oh, I've lost the D there. That should be B-R-E-A-D. Bread of life, the D has dropped off, but, oh, there it is, it's come down below. But you see, bread or food, you cannot live too long without food. And Jesus said that to have real life, the sort of life that God wants us to have, you need food. You need Jesus. That is why he came, to be the bread of life to Bethlehem. At Christmas time, I was in Belfast yesterday. It was wild. You know, the people rushing about, buying presents all over the place. I had a wee present under my arm and somebody tapped me and it was for myself actually. It was a new little musical gadget because I've been trying a wee bit to learn, you know, and this lady tapped me on the shoulder and she says, "Where did you get that?" And I told her and I said, "Why, is it for yourself?" And she said, no, it just looks appropriate for my six-year-old daughter. I'm not doing too well in the music business. But everybody was just rushing about all over the place. There was one year, you know, in my life I've been in a dangerous place a few times. You know, the most dangerous I've ever been in was on Christmas Eve, beside walking past the big freezers that in Tesco's where all the turkeys are. And I was just walking past there when they announced that they were now all half price. I saw an army coming towards me with trolleys, you know. You could have ended up in the freezer. So people spend a lot of time thinking of Christmas as presents. And yet, it's about God's present to us. And people think a lot about food at Christmas. I'm going to show you a picture now, and you have to see if you can notice anybody in this picture who has had too much food. Yes, I think so. Some think it's all about presents, some eat too much. But really, Micah says that Christmas was about a great king who was coming. And he tells us what this great king would be like. What would this great king be like? Would he be a ruthless person like King Herod? Would he be like King Nebuchadnezzar? What would the king really be like? Micah tells us in a little passage that was read for us earlier. He says that this great king would come. He wouldn't be like he wouldn't be a bad king. He would be like a shepherd. What does a shepherd look after? Sheep. Like that. Those nice ones. Like a shepherd looks out. He would be like a shepherd would care for sheep, because very often the Bible tells us that we can sometimes be a little like sheep. It tells us that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And you know, at Christmas time, all this rushing about, where people are always trying to get something better, a better present than others, and all this, it reminds me of sheep, because have a look at this sheep. He's got a perfectly good field to graze in, but he's discontent. He's still trying to get into the next field. And do you know, that sometimes it's like people rushing about at Christmas, trying to do this, that, and the other thing, trying to please everybody. But Jesus came at Christmas time, and that is what it's all about. Not about presents or eating too much. Although we might enjoy those things, Christmas is all about one who came to care for us, because not only are we like sheep that go astray, there's another way in which we are like sheep. Sheep are vulnerable. Do you know that sheep cannot look after themselves? They cannot help themselves. They need help. They need a shepherd. And folks, today, Christmas message tells us that we are weak and vulnerable like sheep because there are dangers in the world for sheep. And even in Israel today, where Jesus came to be the good shepherd, there are still dangers. Any idea what those dangers might look like? Well, one of them would be something like this. Oh, if you were a sheep, you wouldn't like to meet that boy. That means danger. Absolutely. That's not good. You're right. This is not good news for a sheep to meet something like that. The sheep need a shepherd to protect them. And there are many dangers, but you know, they're not just dangers for sheep. This world is a place that is filled with sin. We are like sheep who have gone astray from the good shepherd, and we are in danger because sin brings judgment. Sin brings punishment. And we too need a shepherd to look after us, someone who will care for us. We're not in danger from wolves, but we're in danger from Satan and from sin and the terrible things that happen to us. Sin will be punished. And so Jesus said that he had come as a good shepherd. He came as the king who would die for us, the one who would actually die on the cross to save his sheep, to protect us, so that we don't have to go through life facing all the dangers alone, because he has said, I'll be with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Shepherds out where the wolves and all are, they care for their sheep constantly. This little picture here is an interesting one. It's not set up. It's a real shepherd, and he's at a well, and he's trying to brush the dust away so that his sheep can get a nice cold drink. He cares for them. He does everything for them. He actually cares for those little sheep of his, and he will protect them from the wolves. He will give them nice water to drink, and he will look after them. And you know, in life, Jesus is a shepherd like that. Just as that shepherd cares for the small things like dust on the water, whoever you are, Jesus cares for you just where you are now. There's a wee verse, I think it's somewhere in Romans 8. You know, Romans 8 mentions all things work together for good. I think after that there's another wee verse which says, if God spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, will he not with him freely give us all things? In other words, God is the shepherd who cares for you and for me. And he gave us the best gift at Christmas of his son. And in giving him, he's the one who loves us and will care for us each day. He will never leave us alone. So the good shepherd was prophesied over 700 years before he came by Micah. And then Micah goes on and also tells us a little bit more. He tells us what difference this great king will make. And the title that the pastor had given to the sermon was about peace. And that's exactly what Micah tells us, that he would be the king who would bring true peace to the world. In that, when Jesus was here on earth, you know, there were many wars, but there's another peace that people need. People didn't have peace inside them. People who have sinned against God were not at peace with God. And so Jesus came to bring us true peace. And when we put our faith in him, he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. You know, we don't know what's around the next corner. You can see a path. I think if you look at the other screens there, you'll see a little pathway, and it's winding. Life is a bit like that. It's a winding pathway. And we don't know what's around the next corner. But he knows. We don't know what'll happen tomorrow. But he knows. And if we have our faith in him, he will give us peace for what lies ahead for each one of us. The peace that Jesus gives is inside peace. And that was what was prophesied of him. There are, when I put peace into the web to get some pictures of peace, the pictures I got were of some people who were called peacekeepers. And they've got guns. Peace, Jesus said, not as the world giveth. To keep peace in the world, sometimes they need guns and tanks. But Jesus didn't come to give that sort of peace. These peacekeepers, they've got a very important job. They have to keep the enemies apart. But Jesus came to defeat the enemy, because our enemy is Satan and sin and the things that happen to us because of the bad things that we've done. And Jesus came to defeat Satan and sin when he died on the cross. Because as I said earlier, he came as the king to die for you and me, to take our punishment for our sins. When he died, he defeated the enemy and made a way for you and me to have real peace. Peace at Christmas time. Peace with God. Not the way the world gives. The word that is used in the book of Micah, you don't mind a quick Hebrew lesson, do you? I think everybody knows this wee Hebrew word anyway. The Hebrew word is shalom. Shalom. Shalom is a word that's used every day in Israel. If you meet someone, you say, ma shalom ka. Ma shalom ka, which just means, how you doing? Just as we do. Or, what's about you? And the word has kind of lost its meaning. But shalom really means total peace and well-being, such as you get when you put your faith in Jesus and know him as your good shepherd, who'll be with you whatever turns life takes. He'll never leave you. He'll be there always. And that's good news. That is the good news of Christmas. Christmas is a great time for giving presents to each other, but that's not what it's really about. It's about Jesus. It's about his shalom, that he came to bring peace with God between people like you and me and the living God. Because when he died on the cross, he took the punishment for our sins so that we might forever be able to live with him. So we can say, there's a hymn that says, it is well with my soul. And when you have your faith in Jesus, you can truly say that. I knew a Jewish lady once that I used to go to for Hebrew lessons, and she always told me that she wasn't a Christian, nor was she a good Jew either. She said, I just have nothing to do with religion. And then she announced that she was going home to keep Passover feast, which is one of the things the Jews do. And I said, that's very good, but you told me you weren't religious. And that's a religious thing, isn't it? Passover is about how God took Israel out of Egypt. And she says, not the way we keep it. And I said, why, what way do you keep it? She says, listen to this. She says, we leave out the God bits. It's a rather crude way to put it, but that's what she said. We leave out all the God bits. Do you know, as I thought about that, I thought, that's dreadful for Jewish people to do that. And then I thought about that. Isn't that often what people do about Christmas? We leave out the God bits, and we have everything else. But that is really what it's about. It is about God who comes to give us peace. So, as I bring this to a close, I want to ask you, how do you react to this great message that we've heard through the folks here this morning, or through the Word of God? How do you react to that? How do we apply it to our hearts? Well, there's two things that we ought to do. First of all, we should be careful that we do not leave Jesus out of Christmas. And if you've never put your faith in him, Christmas is a great time to do that, to find true peace with God. If you ask him to be your Savior, to come into your life, then that peace that he talks about, that then God will be your friend, one to whom you can pray, and what a difference it makes to know him. He can change Christmas if you accept the best gift that he gives. Isn't that good news? Christmas is all about presents now, food now. It's about Jesus. It's about making sure that the King lives in our lives. And my little bit of application for us all today would be this, that if we want to make sure we don't leave the God bits out, then this Christmas we should focus on him and just thank God for such a wonderful gift that we have. Oh, we will thank folks for the gifts that they give us, and maybe some of them we won't actually like, but we'll thank them anyway. But really, it's time to this Christmas think of what a great thing it is to have the gift of Christmas is Jesus living inside you by his Spirit, so that we've someone to pray to, someone when we're lonely to turn to, someone when we're sorrowful to tell him all about it, someone who'll never leave us. Oh, the greatest thing of all is to know Jesus in your life, to know that whatever we're doing this Christmas, that if he's living here, the great King, who found no room in Bethlehem, when he finds room in your heart, that's the greatest thing of all, because we know that not only for time, but also forever and ever, he will never leave us. He'll be our shepherd when we're in danger. He'll be like the good shepherd helping us. When we're in trouble, he'll be there. He says, I'll never leave you. Isn't that good news? Isn't it great at Christmas time to welcome the King, to focus on him and say, Lord, we love you. You've done great things for us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for being our shepherd. We're weak like little sheep, but he's strong. He defeats the enemy. Amen. Well, that's just a wee quick prayer, and then we will sing a hymn. Thank you, Lord, for telling Micah all those many, many years ago, telling Micah that a king was coming. We thank you that he came at Christmas, but we thank you that he not just came to Bethlehem, he comes to Belfast too, and he's here in Great Vic this morning. And we can praise you and thank you for your great gift at Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.